Joining us right now for a look at how COVID has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on again this week, Dan. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Doing well. So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Total case count overall, 32,584 cases in the city of Brockton. Current active cases, 179. 19 new cases confirmed over the last 24 hours. 15 of those were over ages of 18 years and older. And then the four were under 18. Death count is at 503, which is different than last week. Last week it was 504. The reason why one death was removed by the state DPH because it was technically not a Brockton resident. So death count is at 503.
And how are the hospitals handling things right now?
Very, very well. Had our call on Monday. Census numbers are great. Neighborhood Health Center is doing well. The VA is doing well. And, of course, Good Samaritan and Brockton Hospital Signature are doing well. So, we're still being, cautious. We're still getting out a lot of the supplies and PPE and masks and disinfectants. But the at-home test kits have been getting out. We're still giving those out. We just received a plethora of those from Secretary Sutters. Mary Lou Sutters gave us a lot for DPH. And, we're going to continue to get them out going into the fall and winter months.
Now, how's the vaccination rate going? Are residents getting their shots?
They are. They're continuing to get their vaccine and the boosters for COVID, but also we just had a flu shot clinic yesterday at City Hall, and Board of Health Director Eno Montaser is working with Dr. Rick Herman. So we're kind of multitasking. We're getting vaccines in the arms of people, for the flu. We're not sure quite yet if we're going to have a bad flu season or a pretty decent one, but nonetheless, we're working with our partners locally and also with the state.
And they're getting their COVID shots too?
They are. They're getting the boosters. We actually have had a few people that had not been vaccinated or had gotten the single vaccination and didn't come back for the second, and they're coming to get that. So, it's a steady thing. We're still up at the Shaw Center every Tuesday, which is our local Board of Health, and every Saturday we're up there. It's the regional site still with booster ambulance and DPH. And, the numbers are definitely not what they used to be when we had people waiting in line. But nonetheless, we're having people come in and doing that and also multitasking, getting the flu shot.
How about monkeypox?
Yeah, as I said last week, we have had a confirmed case, and right now, it's not confirmed yet, but potentially an additional case as well. So, we're being very, hands-on on this. Dr. Rick Herman has worked with the hospitals and with Dr. Montaser at Board of Health. So definitely one confirmed case here in Brockton. And as I shared, I think, last week as well, we had one confirmed case of West Nile in a mosquito, not a human being. We've sprayed the whole city through Plymouth County Mosquito Control, and I'm thankful for that. But we haven't had any more confirmed cases in mosquitoes and none in humans at all relative to West Nile.
Now, another issue that's been plaguing the region has been this ongoing drought. We did get a lot of rain yesterday. I imagine that must be helping things.
Well, my grass at my own house doesn't look like hay anymore, so I think that's okay. That's a pretty good barometer. But, we're doing well. Again, we people listening are in Plymouth County. As you know, City of Brockton does get a lot of its water from Silver Lake, and we've been monitoring that all summer long. And we also have a redundancy backup with Aquaria, which is the desal water. So, we are not suffering like we were in terms of potential drought conditions in June, July, and August. But, we expected to get a lot of the rain coming up from hurricane weather down in Florida and Carolinas. But we kind of dodged that a little bit, and we didn't get as much as anticipated, which is probably good for flooding purposes. But we're on a good track right now.
And I got to ask you too, Mr. Mayor, we are in the month of October, of course, Halloween. Do you expect Halloween to be observed normally this year?
Well, I know I'm going out with my kids. My daughter Grace was telling me today, Dad, what are you going to be? And I'm going to surprise them like I do every year. So, yeah, we're going to do it. Here in the city of Brockton, we do try to limit the hours, and I'll be working with Police Chief Brenda Perez and Fire Chief Brian Nardelli. We want, youth in Brockton to go out and be safe, but also be respectful to the households. If there isn't a light on at the front door or the side door, typically you don't go to that house. But it will be a really great night. And, we'll be doing trunk or treats as well. I know YMCA and Boys and Girls Club will be doing some fun activities along with the Brockton Public Schools and Trinity Catholic Academy and Cardinal Spellman and, of course, our New Heights Charter School as well.
Alrighty, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, and enjoy this great weather, Dan. I'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.